Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, everybody, I'm Tim Miller.
And I'm Cam Caskey, and there's a lot of people on social media right now who think that the rapture is happening tomorrow. That's right, folks. This is our rapture special for FYPOP.
Really?
One of the...
Like the 2000s indie dance pop band, dance rock band?
You lost me there. I'm so good at your...
Pieces of the People, you know?
I'm so good at your millennial references. That one I don't have. Okay. But do you know about rapture talk right now?
Pieces of the People we love, damn it. No, I don't know about Rapture Talk. I mean, I did see the video of the churches that were playing AI Charlie Kirk speaking words he never spoke from the grave parishioners. Is it about that?
No. I pulled that, but then you were like, you know what? I don't want to do a Charlie this Monday. So I said, okay, I'll do AI Charlie Kirk on our separate channel that you all ought to go subscribe to right now, where we do stuff like that. This is totally different.
Responding to my wishes.
This is Rapture TikTok. Basically, there's a trend that's been going on where evangelical Christians think that the rapture, again, is happening tomorrow, as in like Tuesday.
September 23rd?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
There's this thing that happens in Israel where like a bunch of people come together and blow horns every year. And there was some guy who had a prophet. I'm going to give you some context, but first I want you to get a look at what's happening on TikTok. You can Google this. This isn't some niche little corner of TikTok. This is a widespread thing right now. We are facing what could very well be the rapture. Let's take a look.
Hey guys. All right. What did I do today to prepare my home for the people that are left behind? Let me show you. I got these at the Dollar Tree. I just wrote these on here, like little notes. I also bookmarked.
Every time I see Jesus Loves You, I think about Simon and Garfunkel. Jesus loves you. You know that song? Are you too young for that?
In 2000s indie
and
rock.
Here's to you, Mrs.
Corny
Robinson.
Boomer. Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus loves you more than you should know.
Yeah, there you go. Well, people are like posting their like rapture prep videos, and I was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on, because I had multiple friends texting me like, are you seeing all these people TikToking about the rapture? And I said no, but I kind of want to know what's up. Basically, there was a viral video clip of a South African pastor named Joshua, and then a last name that I'm sure many people could say, claiming to have visualized Jesus, famous from the Bible, returning on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, this week, like September 22nd to 24th. The rapture is upon us, whether you are ready or not, he exclaimed. God took me to see the future, and there in heaven in the throne room, I see Jesus sitting. The type of stuff you normally hear, but I guess this guy just went the right type of viral and had the right sort of moment in a way that just made people post stuff like this, for example.
6 days, almost 5 days to rapture time. I'm so excited. Who else is excited? There's a guy, his account here, I don't know what his real name is, but he's a riot and he's making this whole journey so fun, but his account is called Rapture Now. And he was just talking about, you know, hey, have you heard that, you know, there's an angel assigned to each person when we get raptured? He was like, I wonder if our pets get raptured too. He's like, dude, I want to be that.
Could you imagine?
Or yeah, he goes, could you imagine? The angel that's just assigned to one little chihuahua. They're going up.
Okay, so I have a big question for you that's going to be sort of the gospel, no pun intended, of this episode. But before that, I feel like with religious grifters, and we see this a lot with some of the people who are going nuts about Charlie Kirk, there's a certain twinkle in the eyes of someone who's like an actual heretic that this lady was missing. Like, she did not seem committed to the ball. She seemed like she was just making content. Like, I did not see the religious fanaticism twinkle in the eye. Do you know what I'm saying?
That is what worries me about it. This gives me a very Leftovers vibe. It all gives me a very creepy vibe. It makes me feel very out of step with what's happening with my fellow humans. Like, what happens when you wake up the day? Like, is it a joke? Like, I can't translate. Like, 5 days till the rapture. This is my vlog counting down. I feel it's kind of like when somebody starts talking to their animal, where like they're talking to the dog and then the dog woofs at them. And then they're like, oh, you know, Larry over pizza, the dog is telling me that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The dog is just woofing. And I'm feeling that now where it makes me unsteady and uncomfortable that this is happening.
So I was talking to one of my best friends about this, and I was saying to her, like, I kind of hope that the rapture does happen. Because if you think about it, it's sort of a win-win. Like, because all the people...
Not for me. I like life. I want to live more. Well, no, but I have so much more of life to take.
Here's the thing. If you're not a sinner, which I don't know if you know some things about the Bible, but you might not be in good shape, you're going to go to heaven. Like, that sounds better than this. Like, heaven is supposed to be the best shit ever. I don't know if you're familiar
with... I am a sinner, though.
Well, then great. You get to keep living your life without the fucking evangelicals trying to strip abortion rights away from women. Like, that's what I'm saying, is the evangelicals, a lot of them contribute to what our current Christo-fascist society that is stripping the rights away from so many people, yeah. And I don't want to get rid of the...
You're buying into their framework, though, where they are not sinners and they are going to get taken to heaven. I think that there are a lot of evangelicals out there that are sinners, that are, and I'm still going to be stuck here with them.
And I guess, yeah, that is the question, is like, are they going to be reconciling with the fact that they... are not good enough to go to heaven? Are they going to be saying, gee, seems like nobody was raptured. Are we all perhaps full of sin and that's not what this is all about? But then I'm
we
like,
we might lose some people. Sarah Longwell might be we won't have a publisher of the Bulwark anymore. She's not a sinner. She gets taken to heaven. You
I
know,
believe
Bill Crystal,
that she can
we lose
publish
him.
From heaven. If anybody could figure it out, it's Sarah Longwell. But I'm saying, like, generally speaking, with the evangelicals and all people like that, like, I want heaven for everybody. I want everybody to be eternally at bliss, especially if it involves them not showing up at the fucking ballot box. But then I started thinking about you, because I think about you all the time because you're my friend. And I was
Thank you.
Huh, do Catholics go to heaven too in the evangelical version of the rapture? And that made me realize that, you know, as a Jewish person who... has been around Christians and Catholics and stuff. On my mom's side, I'm Irish Catholic. I just never really grew up with that. I have the shame and the guilt of Judaism and Catholicism. But, and like, I know Muslim people, so I learned a little bit about that and similar things. But I never figured out what the difference between Christian and Catholic was, because they both had Jesus. And I was like, oh, it's just two different flavors of Jesus. Like, is it the same Jesus that you guys are doing?
No, it's a pretty fundamental schism, you know, between the Catholics and the Protestants. And the Catholics do believe that they have the one true faith. It was the sort of original, you know, the original Christianity. And then the Protestants spun off, and they think that the Catholics worship false idols, you know, Mary and the saints. There's only one God. So it's kind of interesting. I know we weren't supposed to talk about the other topic that I don't want to talk about, but... it is kind of interesting that, like, the premise of Protestantism, right, is that they had to leave Catholicism in large part because of their worship of, you know, these saints, and like they had all these opulent churches, and they felt like, you know, Martin Luther with the theses, you know, he said that he did not, you know, they thought that this was really kind of sacrilegious, and that you should really center God only, and Jesus is the one Savior, not all these
other
people. And
Jesus loves you more than you will know, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, ho, ho. And so now we have the evangelicals here who, I mean, you might say that they have some false idols. I don't know exactly how you want to characterize the Trump Bible.
So it's horseshoed from, we're not going to be Catholics anymore. We're going to let Catholics be the bad guys in The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo, which then became a Disney movie. It's terrifying for children. They horseshoed from, you guys worship false idols, somehow all the way over to Joel Osteen.
Yeah. and Trump Bibles. Yeah, I know it's confusing. You know, history takes a lot of weird twists and turns. But yeah, so I don't. I think that probably they would not think the Catholics were in heaven. I don't know. It's interesting. There's this sub debate about the you know when I said I didn't want to talk about the Charlie Kirk AI. You kind of like you picked a new topic that was like a little too close to it. That's kind of hard to get away from it because we were still talking about AI and we still were talking about the concept of religion and evangelism. So you know here we are, and that's okay. But Charlie, there was an interesting debate in my corner of Twitter that you wouldn't have seen between like the trad Caths and the evangelicals, and they were both trying to like kind of in their own way use Charlie's legacy to advance their own point of view, and the evangelicals were pointing out to the trad Caths, the traditionalist Catholics, that Charlie had been asked about converting to Catholicism not too long ago, and had said that he can't do it because of, again, all of the false idols, the saints, and he only believes that there's one God, Jesus, and the worship of... And I think he said something about how Catholics believe that Mary is without sin as well, and he thinks that there's only one person who's without sin, and that was Jesus, maybe Donald Trump, but also Jesus. And so that was a fundamental break for him. So I think that probably not. Long story short, I think the Catholics aren't going to heaven in the rapture. Sorry, what were you saying?
The Matt Walsh guys and all these like fucking Jack Posobiec guys, the ones who are all, you know, blowing up Grindr the day that everyone was at Charlie's funeral. They always say Christ is king. And I was like, I didn't know there was a monarchy in the Bible. Like I only know what I learned in Hebrew school. So I know about King Solomon and I know about, you know, Vashti from Purim, but I didn't know that like Christ could be king. Like, does Christ have a court?
His kingdom. We're all living in Christ's kingdom. Yeah, the world.
But does he have like retainers? Does he have like a?
No, I think it's more of a colloquial term.
So not a king. So it's not like it's not like God is a form of monarchy. It's just like king, as in like slay king.
I think it's probably somewhere in between monarchy and slay king.
Got it.
It's more like, you know, kind of.
But is it like the type of king where king like there is also a parliament? We'll get into this another time.
I don't think there's a parliament.
We'll bring on that guy who said he wanted to go to Alligator Alcatraz. He could help us figure it out.
You do bring this up, and boy, were there a lot of bad. I took the day off from tweeting. I got into a Twitter feud with Megyn Kelly on Saturday night, and then Sunday I was like, you know, I should probably step away from the computer. And also during this memorial service, probably not great for me to be posting. I would notice this though. I couldn't resist, and a few times I searched Twitter to see what other people were saying, and I noticed this, which was maybe the worst tweet of the day, from Mark Halper. As the arena fills up, as folks get through security, if Wikipedia is to be believed, the attendance for the funeral of Charlie Kirk will be about the same as that for Elvis. A different king will be front and center today. Was he talking about Jesus there or Charlie Kirk?
No, that's the whole thing, is like they were treating the Charlie Kirk thing as like the biggest religious event of all time. And it brings to mind another Abrahamic religion that got caught up in the Charlie Kirk, who can grift hardest about this guy wars, which was the Israel stuff, where you had Netanyahu coming out and being like, oh my God, this guy was like a son to me, love him, brave fighter for the state of Israel. But then if you look at Charlie in his much closer to the end of his life, he was being a bit more critical. So Tucker and Candace came out, and Tucker and Candace started being like, huh, isn't it convenient that right around when Charlie started saying some critical things about Israel, he magically died? So you have Tucker and Candace spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, saying that it was because Charlie was too critical of Israel, and perhaps this was all some sort of setup. But then you had Bibi being like, oh my God, Benjamin Netanyahu, you got to hand it to him, and I don't say that very often. He did a way better job at pretending to give a shit about Charlie Kirk than Trump did. Like, every interview where they're asking Trump about Charlie, Trump's like, yeah, we had a funeral, we were there, we felt things and shit like that. I don't know. Did you hear about our ballroom and tariffs? Netanyahu was like, dude, that's my boy. I'm going to miss him forever. So it seems as though I wonder what sects of what different sects of Islam are fighting about Charlie.
Sects.
S-E-C-T-N.
It does feel like we're kind of dipping into a Shia Sunni type situation in our secular political life in America.
And, you know,
in a way that I find concerning.
Yeah, I really hope things don't end up exactly like that, because as someone who has learned a thing or two about the Middle East, that's not my personal vision for the United States of America. But we did see a new vision for the United States of America at Charlie Kirk's funeral, and with the opportunity we have to talk about that, I want to talk about our sponsor and then show Tim Alpha Male training camp videos.
Yeah, you know, if you had to be on social media on Sunday, one thing that you could have done to make that a more appealing experience is try out some things from our new sponsor, Cornbread Hemp. Whoever wrote this ad for me, I assume it's not Cornbread Hemp, whose product, A+, we'll get to that in a second. But they wrote this: I'm not as young as I once was. Fuck you, a script writer. Who wrote this? I'm young. I'm youthful. I'm young at heart. I'm young at spirit. I'm wearing this teal t-shirt. But even though I'm an old fuck, I still care a lot about maintaining my physical and mental wellness. Cornbread Hemp CBD gummies are a huge part of that wellness plan. Cornbread Hemp CBD gummies are made to help you feel better, whether it's stress, discomfort, or just needing a little relaxation. And nothing says relaxing like relaxing legally. You hear that, Tom Homan? Legally. No problems here. No bribes taking here. Citizen of the United States. These gummies are federally legal, and they're just what I need to kick back when I'm sick of contemplating the state of the world. With Cornbread Hemp, they only use the best part of the hemp plant, the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD. And all products are third-party lab-tested and USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. You want that pure shit. You know, you don't want the cut-up CBD.
I mean, right, Cam? This is our religion episode. We want to keep it as pure as we can.
Yeah, I was thinking about a different context, but great point. Right now, FY Pod listeners can save 30% off their first order. Just head to cornbreadhemp.com/FYPod. It's a great website name. And use code FYPOD at checkout. That's cornbreadhemp.com/FYPOD and use code FYPOD at checkout.
Wasn't Cornbread one of like Biden's friends that he was to like
corn? Yeah.
Corn pop.
No, that was pork chop.
Corn pop.
Corn pop.
I don't remember the corn context
pop.
Of that.
What did
at
I
all.
Say? Pork chop? Corn pop.
So
corn pop was fucking real, by the way. Joe Biden had some other issues, but corn pop was
corn pop was the original big balls. Everybody, I know what's on the top of all of your minds as we transition into the next segment of this episode. Something that I've wanted to explore the entire time we've been doing this show. Something I've seen in action, but we've never really litigated in ideology. And that is the burning question at the top of everybody's minds. Is Tim Miller an alpha male or is he a sigma male? Now, we're going to get into the difference between those two things, because I think that the alpha male culture has been a very pervasive and dangerous thing in modern masculinity. But it's also given us some TikToks that I think you ought to check out right now.
5 signs you are an alpha male. What sets true leaders apart? Alpha males radiate confidence and strength.
I think you radiate confidence and strength.
So far, 1 for 1.
5 undeniable signs that you embody this powerful mentality. 1. Unshakable confidence. You walk into a room and own it.
I feel like you
That's
do
not
that.
Really me. You do?
I think you do.
I don't know. I do. My confidence can be shaken, I would just say, for sure, number one. And number two, I walk into a room and I'm kind of like the person that you want to like hang out with in the corner that's shit-talking the alpha male, I feel like. And so I don't know what kind of male that makes me. So I don't know. I'm not sure I self-identify with number one. Let's keep going.
Doubt has no place in your mind. 2. Decisive leadership. You make choices boldly, inspiring others to follow your lead. 3. Emotional control. You stay calm under pressure.
Definitely not me.
Challenges with ease. 4. Authentic integrity.
Okay.
You stand by your values no matter the cost. 5. Relentless drive. You pursue your goals with unmatched intensity. Ready to embrace your inner alpha?
I think you're an alpha.
Okay, thank you. I would say I fit probably three of the five categories. I'm definitely not a beta, because only a beta would watch that fucking video and be like, yeah, I want to follow you. I want to follow you, tough man, with your bald head, doing, I like walk, doing your James Bond outfit, pretending like you never have any self-doubt. You have self-doubt, bro. Whoever did that, whoever wrote that script, whatever AI wrote that script, was the little nerd in Silicon Valley that designed the AI that said that script. You have self-doubt. We all have self-doubt, man. You got to... The only way to achieve growth in life is to look at your doubt, to sit with your doubt, to challenge yourself, you know?
I've been right about everything the whole time, so I can't relate. But listen, people think that there's alpha males and there's beta males. And for a very long time, that was the conversation. Are you an alpha or are you a beta? It's very comparable, not the same thing, but it's very comparable to type A and type B. Are you the guy calling the shots or are you the guy following? Are you the leader or the follower? You know, when I was talking to people about gun control, some dude came up to me and said, okay, there's a couple kinds of people. You got the sheep, you got the wolves who are hunting the sheep, and then you got the sheep dogs like me who are protecting the sheep from the wolves. You understand what I'm saying? And I was 17, and this is on camera somewhere. I was like, so you just said to me there are three types of people and listed three animals. And I was so confused by him, because I was like, I feel like there's more types of people than this. I think that this is... But recently, in the past couple years, the Sigma male has emerged. And the Sigma is not your traditional boisterous, audacious alpha male who's flagrantly calling the shots as everybody follows. The Sigma is a more complex being. Yeah. And I found a video that is not only Joe Rogan, it is AI Joe Rogan. It's an AI video of not Joe Rogan. And how could I not make you watch?
Society is pretty fucked, I think.
In my eyes, this is why alphas should never mess with sigmas. You see, alphas, they're loud, dominant, the center
small
of attention.
Decks.
Or they thrive on control and recognition. But a sigma, they're quiet, calculating, and completely independent. They don't play by anyone else's rules because they make their own. While an alpha is busy showing off their strength, a sigma, they're mastering the game. In the
Dude, that's so you.
No pack, no need for validation, just pure strategic moves. And here's the kicker. Sigmas don't seek power, but when they want it, they take it effortlessly. So always remember before messing with a sigma, it's a game you don't even know you've already lost.
I think that anyone who consumes that video and is looking to it for advice or wisdom, probably has some deep internal issues that they need to deal with, and almost certainly has a micro penis. Like, I don't know. I can't imagine anyone with a big dick just verbalizing that they're a sigma male. I feel like they're overcompensating, and it's the only thing. I feel pretty strongly about this. Maybe there's one exception to prove every rule, but I think for the most part, this is people with micro penises overcompensating.
I think you and I have one very unspoken thing in common that's not unspoken for any other reason than we've never needed to put words to it, but here we are in a circumstance where we can. I'm gonna invent a new type of male that's me and Tim.
Oh, great.
Tim and I are Omega males. Omega males are really, really, really straight in the stuff that we're straight about, and really, really, really gay in the stuff that we're gay about. The pendulum swings far with the Omega male. We are not fence sitters on very many things. In the moments where we are obviously a fucking queen, we are a fairy princess covered in glitter. And then other moments, we are a frat bro. And sometimes those two things can change within minutes of each other.
Yeah.
Occasionally, the beginning and the end of the sentence are
and
two.
To have the confidence to be able to live with those two selves within you and express them fully and completely and unapologetically is what leads us to being Omega males, you know?
It's just because it's boring.
Not everyone can do that.
It's boring.
The alpha male can't do it.
Well, I was on like men's Twitter because I'm putting together a video to do with FYPod contributor, dear ex-girlfriend of mine, Ellie, for the spinoff channel tomorrow. I was like going through kind of like alpha male coaching Twitter and everything. And there would be these tweets over and over again where they would start to have the right idea about something, but then just completely fucking flop in the last, while they're finally driving the point in. And one of them was, they say that women don't like bad boys. Women actually do like bad boys. They like guys who are confident, play by their own rules, march to the beat of their own drum, and are unafraid of their masculinity. And I'm like, yeah, but the thing is, your idea of masculinity is a very rigid and narrow thing that the more you try to get guys to adhere to this version of masculinity, the more insecure they are going to be, thus less confident, yeah. Thus less appealing to women, because there's no better way to look like fucking effete than to try and look more masculine than you actually are. Like, there's, like, you know, like, the gay...
Also, there's nothing more masculine. Let me just tell you this, Mr. Alpha Male Man, about, you know, being comfortable in your masculinity. There's nothing more masculine than being... There's nothing more masculine nor more straight than being able to non-sexually cuddle with your gay male friend. And if you cannot do that...
Why are you afraid of it, bro? Like...
Why are you afraid of it?
What are you afraid of? You're afraid you're going to enjoy it. You're afraid you're going to be pursued the straight way. The straightest fucking dudes... The straightest dudes I've ever met are the guys who slap the other guys on the basketball court's asses the hardest, because they're showing them some love, and that's how they compete. But
what a show!
With the time we have 4 minutes left.
Oh, we have more?
I said to you, you said something nice to me earlier, and I said, wait until I'm done showing you the videos I want to show you today. I've got two more quickies. I found something called the Modern Day Knight Project. Knight with a K. Men pay $18,000 for this, like, 70-something-hour training that's just them getting negged by daddies. I'm not even kidding. Let's take a look.
What happens when we have to go fight another war? What happens when your wife or your kid needs you? So you don't have the physical or mental capability to help them. You are a liability to your families. Do you want to be a liability?
No instructor.
Do you want to be a liability?
No instructor.
Then put out. Do something. Show up. Put the sledgehammer out. Life is hard. Being a husband's hard. Being a father's hard.
It's okay.
What is happening there again? Who were the men, like, that are being yelled at?
It's like they pitch it as men's emotional fortitude, business training, leadership skills, apex masculinity course, and you come into, you walk out of it a better father, a better husband, a better businessman. But it's just these guys getting fucking bullied in the gayest. Holy, look at this one.
How fucking old are you? You got something to prove? Do you have something to prove?
Right.
Prove what?
Right.
So you got something to prove?
Yeah.
So fucking prove it.
Come on. Hey, we don't want to be last. Come on. Here we go.
Hustle.
Don't stop till you get steep. Don't be last.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Come on.
Okay.
There's more, but I got it.
That's $18,000. Guys, just look. The world is tough and it's complex out there, you know? And if you need to be yelled at by a person on the beach in kind of a homoerotic way to help you with your confidence in navigating a confusing world,
we'll find you somebody who will do it for free. I promise. I'm not going to tell you what it's called.
That's one way to put it. I was going to say, I don't know. I feel like this would have more effect if the yeller, you know, if the alpha, if the coach was not like doing LARPing tough guy stuff. Like, I want a drag queen yelling at him. You know, well, I feel like if you need to be yelled at by somebody, get a hairdresser, like a real gay, to start like calling you names and challenging your manhood. And maybe I think that might help a little more.
Everybody, if you're a sinner, enjoy Joe Biden's friend Cornbread's gummies. I look forward to seeing you on the other side of the rapture.
And I will see you at the rapture October 10th in Washington, D.C. They're playing at the 9:30 Club. The night before, we go live in New York City, October 11th. And two nights after, we're live in D.C., October 8th. Go to theborg.com/events to get your tickets. And who knows? Maybe we'll bring Cam on stage and discuss Omega males with you.
Yeah, and also follow the Omega male model because it's great and you never think about it and it's fun. Slay queen, pop off, slay cunt, eat mother. It's Cam and Tim. Goodbye.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.